Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Kristallnacht, a night to remember about the horrors of the 1930s and a decision made by the Hitlerite government in Berlin to persecute the Jewish residents of Berlin and other major cities in Germany for crimes that no one had committed, for reasons that do not make any logical sense here these many decades later. This was the brutality of Hitler and his counselors against the Jewish people, who at that moment were solid, successful citizens of Germany. I come now to November 9th, 2023. Chancellor Olaf Scholz said he was, quote, ashamed and outraged, end quote, at a recent wave of anti-Semitic incidents in Germany, warning Berlin would not tolerate such anti-Jewish hatred as he marked the 85th anniversary of the Nazis' Kristallnacht pogrom of Jews. I go to Berlin. Judy Dempsey is the editor-in-chief of Strategic Europe. This is a publication from the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. And anti-Semitism, surprisingly, is now back in the news, not only in Germany, but also in France and Britain, and the United States, and our most esteemed institutions of the United States. This isn't something where we point a finger east and then speak of the story. But, Judy, a very good evening to you. You had reminded me last week we talked that there was evidence of anti-Semitic behavior in the way people were doing business in Berlin. I read from Robert Habeck, whom you recommended a video he'd made about anti-Semitism. He's a member of government. Remember, the Green Party government had made a video, and in the video it was revealed, I believe it was Habeck, that Jewish persons, Jewish citizens in Berlin are frightened to get into a cab because all the cabs, or at least many of them, are driven by Muslims who are frightening to Jews right now in Berlin. Is that accurate, Judy? And the chancellor's speech was moving. Is it being listened to in Berlin? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Thanks for having me on your show. It would be really unfair and unjust to characterize all taxi drivers of Arab or Turkish background or Muslim background as being anti-Jewish or anti-Semitic. I think we have to say this. But the fact that Jews, and how do you recognize a Jew? How do they know they're a Jew if they get into a taxi? But the fact that they have this fear does represent a serious shift in the climate here in Berlin. And this was the background to Chancellor Olaf Scholz's speech that he gave last week. It was a very important one because it commemorated Kristallnacht, that means the night of broken glass, when essentially it was pogrom against Jews carried out by Nazi paramilitary and paramilitary forces against shops, synagogues, libraries, you name it, and smashing the glass all over the place. It was, I saw clips of this, I see it every year, but it was particularly poignant now given the whole war between Hamas and Israel.
The puzzle here is, where did it come from, or was it always there? I know that there are extreme voices in Germany, but there are extreme voices in all democracies. So was this something that was hidden, Judy, the anti-Semitism that is now featured in the headlines? Is it something that comes from the Gaza war and nobody saw it coming? The same puzzles are here in America, Judy. This isn't blame shifting. This is a puzzle.
I wonder, is it a puzzle? Certainly, the war between Hamas and Israel has accentuated this But there are times when I walk along the streets of central Berlin or on the outskirts, I see swastikas daubed on a synagogue or two. I see the police having to protect the impressive big Holocaust memorial. And actually, before this all happened, for several years, as long as I've been living here, the synagogues require round-the-clock protection by the German police. And the mosques don't need this protection, but the Jews do. After all this time, to have a Jewish life here is, maybe it's too strong to say it's ambiguous, but it's certainly got very difficult now.
This story of anti-Semitism, which continues, is part of a story that is also bedeviling Europe and the United States at the same time. It has to do with migration, from the global south, migration from the countries that have fallen apart, the failed states. Now, both the North America and Europe have the same phenomenon, but they're different sources of the migration. My understanding is that the migration from the Mediterranean basin, North Africa or the Sahel, migration from the Middle East these last years has dominated the story in Europe. It does in Germany. It does in France. France has many more, I believe, Muslims than Germany, but I'm not sure. I haven't seen numbers. They're both are very large populations. Now, the question is, the anti-Semitism, is it from the new migrants, from countries that have failed or are in a civil war or have lack resources along North Africa? Or is it second and third generation German citizens who have a Muslim background or an ethnic background or some kind of background that dispose them to anti-Semitism? Now, I don't know the answer, Judy, because I read about it in Reuters and I read about it in the media, but I don't live there. Are there voices trying to answer those questions?
There are voices trying to answer those questions, and it's very complicated. You mentioned the second and third generations, but it's very hard to pinpoint. Are they people who were born here and have German citizenship? Or what did they learn at home? What did they hear at home? But certainly the impression is, and the statistics will have to be borne out later, that an awful lot of the demonstrators, most of seem to be from Arab countries, perhaps, maybe not so many Turks, but it's very hard to say. There's big enclaves of Lebanese here, and curiously, people fleeing terror and torture from Syria, and some have been interviewed and demonstrating against the Jews here, having fled authoritarianism and torture. Now they're against a country that gives them refuge and security. I think there's another element here. One is the enormous impact of the social media, especially in the various languages from where these people come from. And some are German citizens, others aren't. This is very, very important. And we mustn't actually forget what they don't learn in schools. And there's been so many reports now in the German media that teachers will not actually openly discuss the war taking place in the Middle East. I can understand why. They're afraid of recrimination, but all the more reason to bring in Muslim preachers and rabbis and Jewish teachers to come together and explain to children and teenagers what exactly is going on and why there needs to be a dialogue, at least in Germany, about this situation and explain it.
There is also the suggestion in the news reporting of Chancellor Scholz and his cabinet that they're considering or weighing some kind of punishment that may involve deportation of someone who has been convicted of practicing anti-Semitism. Now, that sounds controversial, is it? Is that getting a lot of attention, the idea of deporting people for what they think?
There was some attention given to this a week ago. It's sort of gone off the headlines at the moment, and it is quite controversial. And certainly, Chancellor Scholz's Green Party they're ambiguous about it, but I mean, they have come out very strongly against anti-Semitism, and its Vice Chancellor, Robert Habeck, who's also the economy minister, he gave a powerful video, which you mentioned earlier on, about Germany has to come together and speak out as citizens about what is happening, whether, and it should be Muslims, it should be Jews, it should be Christians, everybody across the board should speak out and defend what is important, and that, and that's the values and democracy of a free Germany. And this is what is at stake now. The how far do you go in limiting this? But there are laws against hate speech, especially when it comes to glorifying or mentioning Nazis and waving Nazi flags, etc.
You are the editor of a distinguished publication with voices from all across Europe. And so I ask you a general question. Are your correspondents, who are gifted observers of their own cultures and European culture, are they surprised by this outbreak of anti-Semitism in the streets of London and Paris and Berlin? Do they offer a prospect of it ebbing or being solved in any fashion in any part of Europe?
It depends on my respondents. Some of them I have known when I was based in Israel, and they're passionately emotional about the whole situation, and they're extremely worried if they are Jewish, not so much themselves, but what it means to be a Jew. Where can you go now if you feel you're going to be attacked or demonized? The Palestinians could say the same thing as well. But the cross-section of those people that responded to my answer, essentially they gave not measured or cautious answers. They gave answers which tried to reflect the complexity of a war that doesn't seem to be ebbing, and the escalation may actually increase. And that's what they were focused on, rather than the whole hatred factor, which is certainly out there now.
And the one explanation I have that is inadequate for what's happening right now is that we're aware that things are out of control. The two wars signal to everybody, this is not normal. And we also have the potential contest in East Asia. So I want to step back from just talking about anti-Semitism to say that I would say in the Washington circles that I watch very carefully, there's a note of fear that didn't exist before. Is it in Europe or is it in Berlin? This fear of what comes next could be worse.
There is a fear, a tacit fear of uncertainty. And nothing is predictable anymore. Nothing is certain anymore. If there was a comfort zone, it's certainly over. There is a fear of what the outcome of this war between Hamas and Israel will lead to. There's a fear of what Iran might do. There's a fear about the powerlessness or the power or the political will of the United States. There are all sorts of fears which are out there and articulated. But I must say what is absent in all of this is the lack of leadership in Europe to actually call for some kind of serious mediation or dialogue instead of slamming one side or slamming the other. Calling for a ceasefire is all very well, but one needs serious credibility and leadership, and this is not taking place in Europe at the moment.
Judy Dempsey, the editor-in-chief of Strategic Europe, just sign up for it and it comes to you in your email. Voices from across Europe dealing right now with the anti-Semitism and the question of migration, not solved in any fashion, but we must turn to Ukraine because the Chancellor of Germany has many very important things to say about support for the Ukrainian army. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Lennon.
Step Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.